the BBLs that get publicized are those ones you're talking about, the botched ones. Like, yeah. What's one got? Renee?
The Turkish ones.
Who's Renee, that?
No, Renee, but her botched
BBL. No, no, no.
I'm sure you know Renee.
Yeah, brother, stop saying this lady's name.
But I said it once.
Yeah, brother, that's your
brother,
opinion.
I've seen some crazy BBLs. That's
a
BBLs.
No, your like, opinion. She got a botched BBL, bro. Like, what do you want me to say?
Anyway, moving on.
Nah, but still, anyway.
Selling drinks imported from Jamaica and whatnot, innit?
I'm not gonna lie though, yeah, it is what it is, man. This is that similar to what Elaine was saying, that we need to have our own products in our own stores and not let these other non-black people sell it and benefit from it. And I'm like, oh, I hear it, man. But bears of the comments were basically saying, bruv, like Rochelle and Elaine were saying about wholesale prices and black people don't get the same type of wholesale discounts than Asian people do, hence why they have to pay more, then sell it more.
Mm-hmm.
Then some of the comments were like, you're just trying to load a BS, like, bruv, just go to the same wholesaler. Go to the same suppliers that these Asian men are going to, and then you'll be able to get the same price.
Like minimum orders, though. Like the supplier will say, nah, and like the minimum order for it to make sense for me is this.
Mm.
So they might not be able to afford it. Like, I think I read something that was saying how like a lot of the Asians, like, it's not like that singular business is meeting that quota. They'll holler at their friend that owns the same business. Another one will holler at their friend that owns the same business. So like four different businesses approach the supplier as one. So that's how they bring down costs.
Okay.
But again, it's like, it's working together.
Networking,
isn't it? If it's black people now, it might be a Nigerian man that owns that one over there, a Ghanaian man that owns that one over there, a Jamaican man that owns that one over there, and they're all looking at each other like this.
Mm.
Now, they don't work together. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. It is what it is. End of the day, I think we just need more money in general, bro.
So what is it? You just go to who's selling the best products, basically.
I can't lie.
You don't care about who is the seller.
I don't. Generally, for me personally, I don't care about the whole agenda pushing stuff. Like, I get it makes sense and all that stuff, but like, bro, my pocket ain't stretching out to these prices that people are trying to give, tell me, yo, this is how it is. But then someone else, like I said it before, if someone offers me half the amount for the same value, then I'm going to go to the cheapest option. I'm not going to be rinsing out my money. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, we all got a Tesco club card for a reason. We're trying to save money.
Tesco club.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
I can't lie, though. I think, personally, I think everyone to a certain extent is like that. Because even, I don't know if you've seen the clips yet, but when I asked the girls, who does your nails? Yeah, they're talking all this for hours. Who does your nails?
Who did you ask?
I asked both of them. I asked Michelle, I asked Elaine, who does your nose? Yeah.
And everyone's stuttering.
They were like, Vietnamese woman. I'm like, I'm looking at them like,
why?
Yeah? What? And then they're like, what's the particular service? And I'm just like, oh, so it's about getting the best service.
Mm. I'm sure there's black people, black women, or black males that do
nails. That's what Kizzle said.
Bare black nail techs.
I've never seen one personally. Anytime I've gone to get my feet done before I fly out, it's always been.
Like, because you're going to a shop. But I'm saying that there, if you go online on the internet,
facts.
There's bare, like, bro, do you know how many girls in uni were doing that?
No, facts. My little sister used to do it, so.
Bro, there's bare of them that do it. So I don't think, if you really look, I don't think it's that hard to find.
And you know how women talk as well, right? If I have a friend of a friend knows someone that does something. So it's not like to say you don't know. You do know them. You just choose not to go with them and you choose to go to the shops. And that's it. For the quality of the service. That's what you're saying. It's all good saying one thing, but then if you're not even living the life that you say you want to promote, then what are you talking about then?
I don't know. You see me though, that I do think, yeah, like personally, I do like to think that, especially people I know, if they're doing something, they've got a business, I'll try to support it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And even if it's like something that's a bit like blown up and I know it's black owned, it depends, innit? Because I don't really like a lot of mainstream stuff. If everyone's kind of like on it, then I'm like, but if it's someone I know personally, I'll bet.
Did you think like Trapstar then?
I was wearing Trapstar back in the day. Can't lie. But now, like, I'm a grown man. That's like, a young boy thing, innit? I don't look like no 19-year-old gangbanger. You know what I'm saying? So,
bro, definitely not a young boy thing. I definitely still got a few t-shirts from Trapstar.
Yeah, but do you wear them out or you wear them in your house?
I might wear it out, innit? Like, every now and then.
What, when you're going to Tesco?
On a normal day, bro. When am I going to wear it?
No, but I'm saying that. So when you put a Trapstar top on, where are you going?
It's rolling like a normal day.
What, running errands?
Like a normal day, like me being here. It's a normal day for me.
I can't. But all I'm saying, if I'm like stepping out, yeah. Like, I went to the garden the other day, I won't wear no Trapstar there.
Yeah, but that's the motive, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he's not saying it. He's saying it as a normal.
Yeah, but I'm saying back in the day when I was buying Trapstar, that was like, yeah, I'm picking this Trapstar T out. Like, this is it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I used to look at Trapstar. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I don't. It's not that for me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But
so it's a young boy thing, is what you're saying?
That's, for me personally, that's how I look at it. It's a young boy thing, isn't it?
What other brands would you, man, consider as a young boy thing?
Like, name some brands. Name some brands. Name some brands, isn't it?
Cortez. Is it Cortez?
I think, nah.
Or Cortez.
I'd say it's a little bit different because it's not, like, saturated. It's, like, it's hard to get them pieces. You know what I mean? And, like, it's all about, like, perception, isn't it?
So, you like, Under Armour, Nike.
But that's sportswear. Like,
yeah, but you will say that's a young boy. It's a lot of... What's the difference between Trapstar and Nike?
It's perception, bro. It's perception, like, bro.
Perception from who, though?
Just the general consensus, like...
So, you care about how people view you?
No, not how people view me. I think everyone does a little bit. But I'm just saying, that's the way I view Trapstar now. Because all I'm saying is, yeah, like, bro... Me, a grown man now, yeah, I don't want to be dressing how the 18-year-olds are dressing. That's just me, innit? Like,
you don't wear tracksuits?
I do wear tracksuits, but it's like I'll wear a different type of tracksuit. You know what I'm saying?
What? No tech fleeces? Do you have a tech fleece?
Yeah, but all my tech fleeces I've got, I wear to the gym, and I've had them for years. Like, I wouldn't buy a tech fleece.
So you don't wear it on a normal day?
I wear to the gym, that's it. You know what I mean? I wouldn't. If I'm actually going somewhere, I personally wouldn't wear a tech fleece. That's me, innit? Like I'm trying to think a couple brands. Like, I got like Sinichi, like maybe like a little Represent or something. You know what I mean? Essential is a little bit different, but yeah, that's just the way. That's just me, innit? You know, but
calm casual, yeah.
Yeah, bro, calm casual. Like, bro, if I went gardening yesterday wearing a Trapstar tee, bro, I don't think they would even let me in.
What's this garden place you're talking about?
It's an event, innit? It's an event out east.
Okay,
can't lie.
Yeah.
You know what? I've been seeing bare different venues popping off lately. Yeah. The Prince of Peckham.
Oh, yeah.
You been?
Yeah, I've been there.
That's the other one. The other one. Pergola.
I'm going to Brixton one next week.
Pergola?
Yeah.
I heard it used to be free.
It still is free. Okay. You just walk up in there, bro. But like, that's, I don't know what's going on. Like, all these places that's popping off, like you say, Prince, Pergola on the Wolf. There's another one as well, but I can't remember what it's called. But... I can't even talk because all I've seen is this TikTok stuff, innit?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, so,
yeah, but I don't know, man. You see, I feel like this generation is a bit weird with... Not weird, I wouldn't say weird. Let me take it back. It's a bit different compared to how things were before. I feel like people are missing the stages of house parties and apartment parties, man. I don't think that's happening anymore.
Well, who even has a house to have a house party?
Boy.
The Airbnb places, they're locking that down.
The man them used to cause havoc for the Airbnb thing.
Oh, after lockdown, yeah? Bro, they weren't, the young G's they were moving up, man. Do you not remember that video? When I think of this, I think you know what I'm talking about.
No, it's too much.
Bro, the landlord's at the door, yeah? And these young G's are just there, like.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just taking a... Yeah, bro, he's like, the landlord's there vexed, and the young G's are there, like, whatever, bro. Jules playing in the back. You don't care, bro. It's like, bro, they locked it off. You have to be over 25. Everyone that goes into the Airbnb has to like submit ID. All the, that,
is it like that now?
Bro, I'll tell you a lot of story, yeah. So this is back when I was doing events, yeah. So I can't lie, booked to AP, went to the first AP, yeah. Turns out we got finessed in it. Yeah, it was a fake AP.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait. How did you acquire this AP for it to be a fake AP?
Bro, booking.com. I can't lie. That's how I learned. Apparently there's a thing on booking.com. There's bare fake listings.
Yeah.
Okay. Because obviously my Airbnb account got done up in it. Story for another day. So I don't use that no more. But yeah, so I switched to booking.com. Yeah. Obviously, so we booked it about a week before, went there. We're calling. No one's answering. Cool. Get in contact with booking.com. Yeah. They switch us to another place, yeah. Bearing in mind, I've got an event later that day. So I'm rushing, I'm just trying to sort it out. Yeah. And the thing is, like, there was a couple other people that were staying with us. You know what I'm saying? So it's me and my boy, a couple of people that are staying with us, yeah. Cool. We get moved to this next one. Go there now. It's one of them, like, they've got security at the front.
Yeah,
we get there. They're like, yo, we need the IDs of everyone that's stepping in the apartment. Like, people, if you don't send the ID, they're not coming in.
Mm.
Yeah, cool. Obviously, me and my boy are over 25. One of the other people's over 25, but one's not. Can't stay there.
Sad.
Can't even come in.
Can't stay there, bro.
Well, the whole group or just
her? No, dude, but... no, like we had to like couldn't do it because there was literally security sitting outside the place. I'm like, bro, pre-2020, it was not like this. You could just get that.
You know, it is. Yeah, if you think about it from the owner's point of view, is like how much damages and costs and all that stuff was accumulated from just people just moving stupid, though, isn't it?
That's, but that's why you have insurance, you know, isn't
it? Should I say, like,
yeah, but who pays that, Airbnb or your home insurance?
I think
pretty sure it's your home insurance, though. The Airbnb can't, the booking.com can't cover any damages, though.
No, I'm pretty sure, like, to, I know with Airbnb, because I know a guy that does it, like, to do Airbnb, you have to purchase, like, some sort of insurance for your property.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Because I can't lie, man. Bro, I was the king of house parties and Airbnb parties, yeah, back then, innit?
Yeah, just done it, yeah.
Bro, I'll tell you.
His house parties.
Listen, yeah? I could acquire somebody's house and throw a house party in it.
But you'll buy their house?
No, bro. That, say that, for example, you was having a birthday party.
Yeah.
I might be like, oh, cool. Like, what barbecue? Get me? I'll bring the man in through a couple gallon and I'll supply all the food.
Yeah.
Some girl would be on it. So I'd end up bringing everyone through to their yard.
Okay. All right, then.
I want some details, bro.
You're smiling too much,
his
bro.
Let's just say, a lot of men...
They're striking. They're takeaways,
fam. Yeah, bro. Hella takeaway. All you can eat buffets, fam. Yeah? Supply and demand, fam. Doctor was the guy for that
good
still.
Good to go, bro.
Doctor was the guy for that still.
Doctor moving like P. Diddy, fam.
Ain't no Epstein files out there. This was like Freaknik, you know, still.
Freaknik.
Yeah.
You would have wanted to be there.
You definitely would have been.
That would have been too much for me, bro. I'm a cool guy. Calm and collected. All of that stuff.
You know, my thing, my ratio was always 60% girl, 40% mandem.
See, I can't lie. That sounded like the garden, bro. Because, bro, know how mad it was, yeah? Pulled up the line's long. Long. Yeah? Bro. And I went there, with a couple girls as well. Like me and my boy, a couple of girls, yeah. Brother, they're telling man them, go to the front. They're telling man them,
go to
the front. And I'm looking around like, wait, what do you mean man them? Like, you seen all these girls here, like, you're telling man them, they're like, nah, man, go to the front. I'm like, righty, didn't it? Getting there.
Well, and it's a free thing to get in.
No, what are you talking about? You got to pay jibs, bro. You got to pay jibs.
You know what I'm saying? You know what's funny? You remember back in the day where they used to do like ladies free before 11?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in the club before 11 o'clock?
Nah.
Obviously, when I used to roll around with like a couple DJs and whatever, remember, I'll be like one of the first people in the venue, bro. These things will be sitting inside, lined up. No, man, no drinks, no nothing.
Nothing's flowing, isn't it?
The bar is tumbleweed, bro.
Don't kill me.
the things will be waiting for the mandem come inside and make that move, innit?
It's smart. It's smart decisions, bro. Like,
but I don't know if that's happening now. Is that a thing of the past?
The 11 o'clock thing, I don't think happens anymore. But the game is still the game, bro. Girls are still going out finessing drinks off man.
The last time I went out, I saw a group of girls and they was supplying their own drinks. I was kind of like, rah, big you lot up. Like, I'm talking about crates and bottles with the sparklers. I'm like, shut you lot up, they're still.
Big boy.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're doing more than a couple of the men that would do.
When girls can hold their own weight, it's nice. It's nice to see.
I'm like, go on, girls. And these lot were humble as well. Like,
all I'll say is, though, you know girls like that, yeah, they'll drink you under the table, fam. That's what I was saying.
There might have been someone that was supplying their money, but either way, from my point of view, it looked like they were supplying their own.
I don't know, man. Like, you can't, in my experience, you can't keep up with them gal there that be buying drinks, bro.
You say you got a band for band with shorties, you know?
Nah, I'll say it straight up, bro. I can't, bottle for bottle. I can't hang, bro. I can't hang in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't hang, bro. You try to buy me 3-4 shots, bro. Man's twisted up.
Bro, you sound like a baddie, bro.
What do you sound like a baddie? Bro, I don't drink like that, bro. I go out, I'll have one double, see how I feel, two double, calm. Oh, sometimes three if it's a loose off thing, innit? Other than that, man, it's good.
Let me ask you something, you guys, yeah, because I want to bring it up. The doctor mentioned this now, yeah, about the hair situation. And, like, what's you guys' opinions on natural hair versus extensions, wigs, weave, and all of the sorts there. What's you guys' opinions on it?
Why are you smiling at me?
If anyone, you don't want to
I can't lie, bro. I don't, it's calm, innit? I just think, bro, do what you want to do, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to wear a wig, you want to wear a weave, you want to wear extensions, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? But don't come complain about the repercussions of that. That's it, bro.
What's the repercussions?
Like, bro, the conversation we had on a few episodes back, like, bro, all this, bro, no one's forcing you to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't complain about something you're doing off your own will, like own free will, bro. You got your hair, you can do traditional African styles, bro. If you don't want to buy wig and weave from the Asian man, innit?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it, bro. But I think personally, I think you look nice, you look sexy, do your thing.
Would you have an issue if your partner had wigs?
Nah, it's calm, bro. It's calm. Like, do your thing, like. Oh, did it? That's it. Calm, do your thing, man. It's calm. Slip back, you know. Was it 3 or 4 or something?
I don't know.
4 or 3? Oh, no.
Hey, listen, I don't know about them things, bro.
Oh, no. Man.
What's your opinion?
My opinion?
Yeah.
Boy, me. Why are you laughing? Me, personally, I like my natural, innit?
What do you mean by that?
I like a woman that embraces her natural hair. Self-love.
Yeah.
Natural hair, natural body. Natural skin, natural lips, natural everything.
Oh, so you're just a natural all over.
Yeah, all over. So even if you can't even style it up properly, just make something of it, bro. Like,
but let's say if the hair is like your length.
That's fine.
I'm a rich thing.
I don't mind that. Yeah. As long as it's natural,
yeah.
I can rock with it.
You don't mind a ballad?
I don't mind a ballad.
Yeah?
I can't lie, maybe not a ballad. Maybe not a barley, but
talking about,
like
you don't want the Wakanda.
Like
that.
A little Halle, what's that? The slick wave, Halle Berry thing.
The Halle Berry thing.
I can flex with that, bro.
Okay.
Me personally, I wouldn't be looking in the other direction like that, innit?
What? Why? Like, is it just a preference choice, or was it more to do with the self love?
To be honest, I've never actually had to run into anybody like that, innit? But
yeah,
we've never moved to a girl. Don't we got that? Where's we even with?
Not straight off the eye.
What do you mean straight off the eye?
Like, I wouldn't
it's
know,
a black
innit?
Girl with straight hair, bro. She's wearing a wig.
Well, that's you can't say that.
Yes,
man. There's some black girls with naturally long hair.
There we go.
Where?
What do you mean where? They're about, fam. Can't just assume all black girls that got long hair wear weave. That's a bit rude.
There we go.
How is that rude?
That's rude because that's like saying that all black girl can't have naturally long hair.
Bro, if a black girl, is walking around with hair that's sitting, falling down like a white gal, she's wearing wig and weave.
Maybe the ones that you know. But
yeah.
Give me some scenarios then.
I've seen my BM's got natural long hair.
Is it curly though?
It's straight basically. It's straight and curly. Whatever what she wants to do, it can be that.
You can't straighten your hair, make it long.
Nah, man.
I'm being this serious.
Yeah, that's...
If they're like black, African black, like West Indian, or like their natural hair is Afro. That's just what it is. They've got a cane row that... Bro, there's a lot of maintenance that goes into it, so that's why I hear girls do the wig take. Like,
even if you want, even if your hair is naturally curly, then you straighten it out. That's still your natural hair, regardless, though.
It's still not gonna sit like a white gal.
So what? You like the wig thing then?
I said it's calm.
It's
good.
What about the colors of that with it?
Nah, see, that's where like both. Nah, you say that I'm meeting you. You come on the first date with a blue hair, but
what's the name? Spice.
what the blonde wigs ain't doing it for you, no?
Bro, imagine that like, I got a work event to go to. They say, you can bring your missus, And I'm bringing through my missus with blue lightning hair. Are you taking the...
She might know how to wear it, though.
Nah, brother. Nah.
She might know how to dress up to
it. You'd rather leave her at home than bring her?
No, I just won't deal with them guy there. Can't lie. Because why are you walking around with blue hair for, bro? Like, what are you trying to be?
They're not going to like this one, you know?
Bro, that's their prerogative, isn't it?
I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's not a natural hair colour, is it? Like, you're trying to be a Power Ranger, bro. What's going on?
I had red tits before.
Yeah, but you Eastman are just weird, bro. You know what I'm saying? You like
you had red tits because you're trying to be like Travis Scott, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Stacey does the little dirt thing, like...
Sometimes you just you just want to experiment, innit? Like, there's nothing wrong with that still.
Nah, but I'm just saying, me personally, I ain't doing no blue hair, like red, I can't lie, but I don't know. What are you man saying?
No, but I can't lie, I need to go back to what you're saying, but black girl can't have naturally long hair, though.
That's not what I said. I said it can't sit like a white girl.
No, you definitely said, that black girl that got naturally long hair is if you saw a black girl with long hair, you're going to automatically assume it's weave or an extension or wig. That's what you said, bro.
I said a black girl where their hair is sitting and falling, like how white girls' hair sits and falls, straight and long, straight down. Yeah, that's a wig. That's a weave. That's extension.
They could have just relaxed their hair, bro.
You can tell when Afro hair's relaxed, bro. You know them anime they used to do that, Chibi Goku and that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you can tell they've relaxed. You know what I'm talking about? You know exactly what I'm talking about, innit?
I'm saying Goku. You know what I'm talking about.
You know them mutes, bro.
Yeah, I hear it. But like, I don't know.
Afro hair, yeah, is very unique, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You can't make Afro hair sit and fall like white guys. You just can't. I'm saying that. But I've got a sister, bro. Like, man knows about these things. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Big up all the girls with their hairstyle.
Yeah, for me personally, I don't care, man. I don't care. Short hair, long hair, wee wig, whatever. I don't care, man. As long as your natural look is something that can turn me on when I wake up in the morning, that's it. Because it's all good having all the hair and all makeup in the world, but if I wake up and your natural face don't turn me on, then it's game over. That's what I say. I need to see your natural look. All this makeup, so I'm not really a fan of makeup anyways, personally.
Not a fan of makeup?
Not really. Like, when people do too much and I'm like, your face ain't matching your neck. Yeah. Your hands are not matching your body. And it's like, yo, you just, nah, there's too many.
I have an opinion on makeup. But I feel like most women that wear makeup is insecurity. I feel like it's been pushed onto them, bro. I feel like growing up, there was somebody that was older than them that taught them how to use it. And then they became so,
Dependent.
Dependent on it. To a point where it's like you can't even step out your house in a normal day without it. That's what I mean by self-love.
I disagree. Some will say it's just make me feel good type of vibe. I mean, then again, that kind of argues back to what you were saying. I don't know about that one, though, man. Maybe just, I don't know, man. It's a preference choice, isn't it? Like, why do man them get shape-ups?
Shape-ups and makeup are two different things, man.
Comparable, though.
It's yeah, not but, comparable. But you're forcing your hairline to look a certain type of way.
No, nah, cool.
I got a fat forehead, bro. I can't get a shape-up, bro. I'm just being dead honest. Like, my forehead, like, my shape-up's long gone, bro. I got a fat forehead. Like, so I'm not going to get the spray and spray my hairline. But
I was just about to mention that, like, in terms of comparison, yeah, because I can't lie. I was out yesterday. I seen one brother. Yeah, I can't lie, bro. It looked like he just sprayed half his forehead, bro. I was like, brother, if I rise a thumb to your head right now, bro, it's all coming off. But like, bro, see me, like, every time a barber, like, trims me up, he says, do you want enhancements? I don't like it, bro. Nah.
So he's doing the man Los Santos Customs, bro.
You
know?
You ever seen... It's like the Mexican youths. I don't know if the Puerto Rican youths in America. You ever seen them? Like, they do bare that, like, fake, like...
enhancement thing.
Yeah, they love that shit, bro. You know what
crazy,
I'm saying?
Crazy,
innit? Like, yeah, but... I don't know, like, I look at... me, personally, I don't really give a fuck in it. Like, do whatever makes you happy, yeah? But, personally, I think to the makeup thing, there's two sides to it. There's girls that literally change their face, which I don't agree with. Yeah, but then there's ones that just use it for enhancements.
Yeah, just normal. You know what I mean? Just eyeliner.
So are you for or against it?
I'm like, it's calm. I think it's calm. I don't really got a problem. Like, I ain't really got a problem with makeup, bro.
So would you rather them do makeup or the hair thing?
Would I rather them with makeup?
Makeup or hair?
It's got to be makeup still. Yeah. Right, except birthday makeup. Have you seen a thing that wears birthday makeup?
What's birthday makeup?
Oh, my God.
Oh, just layers upon layers. So when you do that, it's like, bro, you just got this hell of stuff in your fingers.
Bro, if you ever go out with a thing and she's wearing birthday makeup, she hates you, man. She hates you still.
Well, I'm telling you, these movies, yeah, they're making bank, fam. You get me? Like, they're making a lot of money out here. The ones that do weddings and, you know what I'm saying? They're like, bro, the process taking 2.5 hours, bro. You know what I'm saying?
So... I'm gonna bring it up again because you said it again. Well, when you're talking about enhancements, yeah, so like the lip fillers and the BBLs and the uplifts and
leave me out of it, man.
And alright, cool. There's a new trend going on. We all aware of it. The Ozempic and I think pretty much whatever one is there. So you got Ozempic and you got the injection that makes you stop eating, or
that's Ozempic.
Is that Ozempic? Yeah, but I swear there's another one as well, like a pill that you take.
It's all under Ozempic.
But yeah, what's your opinions on that?
Ozempic.
Yeah,
I can't lie. If you're taking Ozempic, I just think you're lazy. Personally, I think you're lazy. Get in the gym, man. You can't cheat the grind, bro.
Yeah, about to say
you can't cheat the grind. like get in the gym,
way out, man.
Get in the gym, change your eating habits. Like, I don't know, like, bro, maybe I'm ignorant saying this, yeah, but like, how hard is that? I'm saying, like, you just got to have a little bit of discipline. And the thing is, like, I ain't even got the best diet myself, bro, but I just balance it out. If I have a week of eating, I'm going to get in the gym.
Most people in this generation, they like things given to them easily.
Yeah, quick, innit?
Straight.
Quick and fast. But obviously, there's a side of it which benefits some people, like people that actually ain't able to, they're at a certain weight and they aren't able to actually shake it off due to medical reasons. With that, I'm for it, innit? Like, help yourself, innit? But there's people that can go to the gym and work on themselves, but they choose not to and just take the easy way out.
My thing is, I hate the ones that take the easy route, start going gym, and then pretend that the easy route was never in the process of why they got to where they got to.
That's like the BBL things as well, bro.
I hate that. Like, well, all of a sudden, I'm in the gym, look at me. Like, bro, you weren't doing that before, dog. Then you took the cheat code, now you went gym, and now you're acting like, oh, there. But then they'll get clout from it. And then bare followers, next minute she's doing PT them. Classes in, at mean, home and TikTok and all that.
So you're marketing yourself, innit?
It's mad, though, man.
I blame the mandem.
The mandem?
Yeah.
Why are you blaming the mandem? What
the hell have we done?
Because, like, the girls that do that, who are the ones lacking up their things, bro?
Women.
Mandem.
Incels, not
bro,
mandem.
Mandem ain't joining her PT classes.
Yeah, but, bro, to get the clout, the mandem, oh, she's lame, you know.
No, I think other women that do the same thing will be promoting each other and back and forth, innit? I mean, personally, I'm on the mindset of what you said. Just get your ass in the gym.
Nah, but then that,
or go for walks. I mean, we even had that freaking... We had Emeka here. Like the running club and that. So, bro, these things are available, but people always just want to choose the easy route.
A lot of people don't like the grind of things.
Yeah, man. It's
they rather opt for the easy way out, innit?
But to be fair, most people that I see, I've experienced using those Ozempic here, like, they're a bit large, innit? But it's not like they're immobile, bro. They just don't want to put in the work, bro. They get on those Ozempic, their head get big, they look just weird, bro. It looks weird.
You look drained.
Stay the same size.
Bro, it looks weird.
Yeah,
bro. It's like don't come out of their cheeks.
It's someone weird. Just got a syringe, drained it out, but just left.
Oh no,
you certain. Bro, you look like the life just being taken out of you.
It's like a slender man with a bubble head. You know what I'm saying? Like, big man thing. It's like a slender man with a bubble head. Like, I don't understand what's going on with this Ozempic.
It don't look natural and it don't look safe.
Oh, it must be safe. People are doing.
There must be a side
it's
effect.
Big business,
man.
You know?
It must be a side effect
it's
to it,
big
man.
Big business. It's big business, but I don't like, bro.
Probably give you irritable bowel syndrome or something.
I think because I go gym, I have that opinion with the Ozempic stuff, yeah.
Mm.
But if we flip it to like body enhancements, like what you mentioned it before, what did you say? Like
oh, lip fillers and breast uplifts and
I can't lie, like
what?
Now I'm not saying like I'd encourage my girl or like my sister or people to do these things, yeah. But like sometimes I can't lie, some girls, yeah, like bro, the way they're born, bro, it's peak for them, innit? Like it's peak.
What are you talking about?
Elaborate.
Yeah, like what body physique are we talking now? Are we talking breast or bum or lip? And what girls are we? What ethnicity are we going through?
Elaborate, bro.
Don't dance around it.
And then
nah, I'm not naive. Like, cool, yeah.
Speak break it down.
I was having this conversation with someone the other day. Yeah, cool. See Nella Rose, yeah. Nella Rose. See the way she's built in it. Yeah. And of course, like, again, like, sorry if I offend you, yeah, but, like, bro, she kind of built like a fridge, innit?
This guy.
Now, I'm just saying, bro, like, I'm just saying, yeah, like, so it's a box shape. There ain't much, like, curvature there. And you know how the world is now, bro. Like, most men, yeah, that's what they want their girl looking. Yeah, they want their girl with a bit of I'm not saying the biggest, fattest ass, but they want their girl with a bit of shape, innit? Yeah, so I understand what I'm saying. Why are you laughing, bro?
So you have a problem with the way Nella Rose looks?
I don't have a problem, because it's not for me.
So you bring her up as an example?
No, because you lot pushing me, bro. I'm just saying.
You could have just said... You didn't have to say a name. You could have just described the
body
physique.
Nah, but bro, I wanted to say a name, yeah, because everyone knows exactly what I'm talking about, innit? Bro, like, again, like, shout out to her. She does her thing, yeah. But I'm just saying, yeah, I'd understand why a girl that looks like that would be inclined to get enhancements and do all these sort of things in terms of, like, shaping their body.
Nah, man.
Like, I understand it. I wouldn't even judge if she'd done it. know what I'm saying?
See, that's you trying to make her insecure, though, bro.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are saying I'm not. Because you said she got a fridge box body.
Why do you care whether she got a fridge body or not?
Yeah. I don't. That's what I'm saying. I literally said, yeah, like she's built like that. Again, some man might like that. Again.
Like, do you like it?
I literally said, it's not for me. That's not for me. That's calm.
Cool.
But what I'm saying is, yeah, like, you know how girls are, bro. Like, they get influenced by, like, what they see on the net. And, like a lot of the girls that are getting attention. Like, why are we going to land?
Can't lie. You made me realise that some of us man them are the problem now.
You think?
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man.
We put unnecessary pressure on these women, bro.
I think they put on themselves.
Yeah, but we add to it.
Nah, because, bro, again, there's man them out here that would be shooting at Nella Rose, bro. I'm telling you, she probably has better things.
Personally, there's nothing wrong with Nella Rose. She was a little bit.
You would shoot at Nella Rose.
Well, I would shoot my shot at Nella Rose.
Yeah, so you're proving my point.
No,
it's not for me. It's for you.
I didn't say it's for me, but I'm saying. She's a good looking woman. However, in a few months back, she wasn't the size that she was now. But she's worked on herself and bettered herself and looks a lot healthier than she did before.
Do you think that's exemplary?
Not, I don't. Personally, I feel like she's been in the gym and got a PT and whatnot.
I don't know.
She probably took time to actually study her body a bit better than before.
I would like to hope she's done it the natural way. She did the cheat way, then that's her money and that's her life and that's her choices, isn't it? At the end of the day, like you said, some people don't want to go to the gym and train, innit? Like, who am I to judge? If you don't want to do that, cool, innit? This ain't going to change my opinion on it. But, going back to what you're saying, like, for example, someone like Lizzo, why are you laughing? she even acknowledged that she used to be a big one and now she's working and actually working. Yeah, she did acknowledge it, though. She said it in an interview, like, yeah, I used to be hella big. But if you see what she looks now, she has lost a considerable amount of weight.
What did she do to lose weight? Did she
I swear she said it was MP. I swear she said one that.
I thought she was hitting gym. I'm not going to lie to you. But if she is hitting, if she is doing the Ozempic thing, then.
I don't know.
Maybe she's trying to get the attention like guys like you that don't want to view her as you got a fridge body built. So that's what I'm trying to say.
But the thing is, like, again, there's someone out there for everyone. Like,
we've
literally just established on this show right now. Yeah.
Mm hmm.
I would move to Nella Rose, but my man here, Docs, would. Calm.
Yeah, but then who's to say that Nella Rose might not move to someone like Docs, but might move to someone like you, and then you just shut her down?
That's her problem then, isn't it? It's not mine. What do you want me to do with that? Like, that's not my problem, bro. You know, people like who they like. That's it. Like people who you like to back.
Definitely.
Would you move to Nella Rose?
That's not my type.
What's your type?
Well, a bit paler.
No, my type is not even...
Who?
What?
I said a bit paler.
Not actually, more to the fact, I'm what if it is? Well, what?
Yeah, can't be.
If I like white girls, blue girls, brown, green, whatever, I like who I like. I don't care. I don't have a preference in terms of ethnicity. In terms of body shape wise, I don't know. Going back to it, yeah, so my body type, right? I've been with a few hefties in my lifetime. I'm not going to shout.
Describe what a hefty is.
How big are you talking?
For people that wouldn't know.
Are you bench pressing?
It's more than a bench press.
What's more than a bench press?
Like a deadlift?
Like, I need you guys to help me squat. Get me the type of vibe.
How much are we talking in kilos?
Well, I'm not the most biggest of people, but you'll need like 10 of me's.
Bro, combined. Can you just give us a description, a better description in size? Oh, so you plus size girls?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Plus.
Okay, before you get into it, can I just ask you, like, what enticed you to do that?
The face was banging, personally. And big juggers.
Wait, you never mess with a plus-size woman?
I'm not going to lie. The face was banging. I can't lie to you. If you got a good face...
Wait. Your boy here never messed with a plus-size woman.
I've messed with a voluptuous woman before.
Plus-size, brother?
Nah, not plus-size, nah. But
why?
Because that's not me, bro.
Here.
But all I'm saying is...
You're missing out still.
That's more for you lot. But the voluptuous women I mess with, I can't lie. I realise quickly that I don't like it.
I hear it,
I don't like it, so...
Yeah, no, I don't really... I wouldn't necessarily say that's my type because it ain't my type. Like, I like someone's a bit smaller than that, but... Like
you've done it more than once.
Yeah, I have. But listen, I'm not ashamed to say it. And like I said, if you got a beautiful face... Your face will sometimes distract me from your lower body.
Distract you, so you don't really rate it.
No, not. No, I don't rate it. No, regardless of what I'm gonna say, it's gonna sound bad, but at the end of the day, I don't regret it. Cool, innit? It is what it is. But yeah. So I mean, yeah, for me personally, I'm not a fan of the lip fillers. To the extent where your mouth can't close and it looks swollen. Yeah. I don't like that. Yeah, I'm sorry, it looks disgusting. Yeah. It's just a fat lip. I can't, like, no, you look weird, man. It's like, and you see your before and after. I'm like, how do you look at yourself now and be like,
I think you look better, yeah.
It don't make no sense. It really doesn't make sense to me.
I think there's always extremes to everything. Like, that's an extreme case.
Look at Katie Price. Back in the day, she used to be 10.
She just
10 where? Yeah.
Back in the day, when she was coming up. When she was on
freaking... Why do you think I said paler, bro? Like,
stop. Katie Price.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
you don't go out for white girls.
Nah, chill, bro. Nah.
Do you go out for white girls?
Nah, bro. I grew up in a white area, so I've had experiences.
All right, cool. So what's the problem?
Yeah, but I'm just
Katie
saying,
Price is a bad representation.
No, but she was banging back in the day, though.
She weren't banging, bro.
She was. I'm just saying, Madonna was banging back in the day.
That's subjective, innit? That's your opinion.
Madonna was banging back in the day.
I never. Madonna looked weird to me, bro.
Back in the day.
Nah, that gap tooth, bro.
Lord.
Madonna ain't ugly, innit? But I don't know. She's not as appealing as you're making it out to see,
bro.
I'm talking about.
I can't lie. If you're gonna name like an objectively like Leng white girl, you gotta say something like Scarlett Johansson or something. Like that's, you got a face. Like, I can't lie. Like most people find that pretty. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not really a fan, to be honest.
Well, you're not. Well, Black Widow. No.
Nah, not really.
No.
I don't even know who Scarlett Johansson is, bro.
You watch...
I'm here struck with my beard now. Who the hell was that?
You ever watch Avengers?
Nah. Oh, so...
bro, what are you talking about, bro? You never watched Avengers?
Well, nah. Even the first one.
Nah.
You're lacking, bro. What's wrong with you, bro? No, hold on.
I don't know, but either way, like I was saying, yeah, I'm not really a fan of the of
do you know? Do you know who's Good Milk?
Who?
What's homegirl from Transformers?
Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Megan Fox?
That is good vanilla.
What about the blonde one? What's her name? Hunting Whiteley or something? What's her first name?
Oh, the one that's going out with the guy from Snatch. Oh, what's it? Oh.
Shout out, still. It can run.
There you go.
Nah. I mean, yeah.
I can't, I've seen better milk in Sweden.
Wonder Woman.
Well, which one?
Gal Gadot.
Nah,
she's good too.
Scarlett Johansson's better now.
Oh, well, I'm just saying. But either way, what I'm saying is this: some enhancement does not always enhance. It actually worsens the person's visual features, and I feel like a lot of BBLs are super dead. Super dead.
But no, it is
skinny sad, legs, man. Big back, looking like one of them. Yeah,
but I can't lie.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say about this year.
Nah.
Like the BBLs that get publicized are those ones you're talking about, the botched ones. Like, yeah. What's homegirl? Renee.
The Turkish ones.
Who's Renee, that?
You know Renee, but her botched
nah,
BBL.
No, stop.
I saw you know Renee.
Yeah, brother, stop saying this lady's name.
I said it once.
Yeah, bro. Brother, that's your
brother,
opinion.
I've seen some crazy BBLs.
She got a botched BBL, bro. Like, what do you want me to say?
Anyway, moving on.
Nah, but still, anyway, yeah, they're the ones that get publicized, innit? And they get like, so when E-Man hears BBL, he hears that, he thinks of skinny legs and like some big oversized nappy bum.
Yeah, it's bait.
But I can't lie, if I'm being honest here, you know a lot of girls out here, yeah, that you wouldn't even think have got BBL or like shots. Whatever like the enhancement is, I think all of it for man them just comes under BBL, innit? Mm. But a lot of girls have had these little surgeries and enhancements.
Yeah, but if it's small, little, it touches up and lifts up and it's not nothing unusual, then cool. But I'm talking about the ones where it's so obvious. It's like, yo, brother, what is going on?
You know what I'm trying to say?
I went City Splash, and yeah, man. We're in a BBL pandemic still.
I can't lie.
Enough girl are getting the thing, man.
Yeah, bad one, innit? But can you tell though when you was at City Splash?
Yeah, facts. Man could tell what a natural body shape looks like, man. You could tell when somebody's done cosmetics. Still not my thing. Even that down to getting your chest done. See me, I'm a man. If you got no titties, I'll still love you.
Oh.
If your titties swing and touch your knees, I'll still love you.
But you know what? Have you seen his TikTok video?
What, saying what?
When he was like, bruh, ladies, it's summertime. Listen, yeah. I'm going to put this in this episode. But he was like, listen, I don't want to see nothing hanging out.
I didn't say that, brother. I didn't say that.
What did you say?
Basically,
we're going to put the video in, though.
You see, this summer, I'm telling all my people, dress according to your size. Yeah? Man, them, if you ain't been putting in that work, I don't want to see no tank tops. Yeah? Put them toothpicks away. Yeah? And to the ladies, listen. Before you step outside in them shorts, yeah? Just ask yourself, does the world deserve to see me like this? Yeah? Does the world deserve to see me like this? Anyway, easy.
But yeah, calm. They'll see it, though. I don't cap, yeah? Now, I'm saying, this is how you'll know, like, E-Man likes to embellish stories, yeah? So remember that when we're talking about stuff, innit? Anyways, yeah, cool. This is what I said, yeah? I said, cool. Yeah? I started the thing. I said, listen, I'm telling all my people, yeah, dress to your size, yeah, in the summer. Bro, dress to your size, yeah.
What does that mean?
Let me explain. Dress to your size. So I said, listen, man them, yeah, if you ain't been in the gym, if you ain't been like putting in work, yeah, I don't want to see you outside in no vest tops, bro. I don't want to see skinny toothpick arms in a vest top, like, bro, come on. Yeah, and I said, ladies, listen, yeah, before you step outside in the skirt, just look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, yeah, does the world deserve to see me like this?
That's what I said.
That's what I said, didn't it? I think that's sound advice, bro. Because I can't lie, bro. Someone has to say it, bro. And again, if you're comfortable, do what you do. Because at the end of the day, I actually don't really care, innit? I'm just trying to give advice to my people, yeah? Bro, you go to some of these events, yeah? And I'll be seeing stuff. I'm like, brother.
Like what?
Yeah, go on. Break it down.
What do you see?
What do you see?
You seem like a good critic. So what do you see?
Yeah, go on.
Come on, bro. Go on, tell us. Like, why are you in a miniskirt, bro?
What's wrong with miniskirt?
Please describe the people you are reviewing and criticizing.
Give more descriptions.
Yeah, man.
Nah, but the thing is, like, if I do this, yeah, and I easily can, people are gonna call me dark, and I'm actually not a dark guy.
Bro, you can't make TikTok videos. And then someone challenges you about the video you're talking. You're like,
I'm not doing
a Stevie Wonder thing. Like,
I said, I address my people, yeah, bro. If I see
what have you seen? Cool. What you have seen.
I'll just say it right here and now, yeah.
Go on.
Fine, yeah. Like, you step into events, yeah. There's some plus size women in like some mini skirts, and I just think, bro, like, I just think it's offensive.
Oh, so what? Plus size women can't wear a mini skirt.
I just think it's offensive, bro.
We just spoke about self-confidence and all these things.
I find it offensive, bro.
Who like, they offended? They're not offending you.
Just your size, bro.
Nah,
just
man, let size. The girl wear what they want to wear, man.
I don't want to see that, bro. I can't lie, man.
So these are offensive.
Let the girl wear what they want to wear, man. You never know what they're going through, man. This could be their first time out.
Again, that's my opinion. It's not like I'm going up to them saying, you shouldn't be wearing that. Like, bro, end of the day, if you're happy outside like that, more power to you, but get Docs here will do you, yeah?
Don't put it on me, bro.
Bro, we got two guys here that would like that. You get me? Listen, there's calm, innit? But I'm just saying, that's me. I'll tell this to my sister, bro. If she got, yeah, and she's telling me, yo, Deshaun, your fitness looks good, I'll tell her, no. It don't look good, bro. It don't. Like, please, allow it, fam. You know what I'm saying? Allow it, bro. The same thing I told my bro. You get me?
I hear it, man.
Yeah, bro, you've said this on the pod. You've said I've literally called you before.
There you have.
Exactly. There you go. Like,
I took myself to the gym.
I don't discriminate, bro. I don't discriminate. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever been outside yet and seen his belly's hanging out his top?
Boy, I've seen a lot of things, bro. I'll pay enough attention to man to see that stuff, innit?
Whatever, man. But you know what I'm talking about, innit? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, the
same
bro.
Way I would have
just to your size.
If I saw a girl and she weren't fashionably dressed to my choir, I wouldn't be looking her away. I would look away from her. You, however, you're like,
but I'm not though.
Why are you twisting up your mouth?
I went to the dance yesterday.
Look at this thing. Why is she wearing that?
But I'm not. You're offending me.
I'm actually not though.
But you said it's offensive.
It is offensive.
To who?
It's just still.
That's
mad.
What I'm saying.
What I'm saying now, but like, I feel like man, them are stretching. I'm not sitting there just preening that.
Bro, the thing's wearing something.
I'm like, you know, you bounce around the party, you see something, I think, rotted. and then I keep it stepping.
Yeah.
That's it, bro. That's, but the thing is, that's an extreme example, yeah. There's girls that have, like, really, like, they might be really endowed in the chest area, yeah? Mm. Certain dresses, they can't wear, bro. Because, and the girls will say this to you, bro.
Yeah,
like, you speak to girls, they'll say this, like, because it just be popping out, it's mad. So there's certain dresses that are made for, like, smaller titties, isn't it? Now, same with the man, bro. I think that just is what
What's the miniskirt got to do with a plus-size woman?
But I'm saying that's an example of what I was talking about.
Okay, but I'm asking you about this example. What's a miniskirt got to do with a plus-size woman?
I don't know.
Go on, answer it, mate. Don't scratch your head.
We actually want to get to the bottom of this, bro.
Exactly. Stop ducking.
Bro, you ever seen? Yeah, all right, cool. You ever seen?
You know me. I'm very thorough. You
know,
I need to know.
You know when the fries rub together?
Continue.
You know when the fries rub together?
Continue.
You know the fries rub together, yeah? And then, like, you see, like, the dark patches.
Whose man's is this?
Bro.
Whose man's
At the end of the day, yeah, I'm keeping it real, innit? Like, I'm going to say it.
So you have a problem with the way women's thighs look as well, man?
Bro, I'm just not... It's not... You lot are generalising it. It's not all women. I'm just saying, yeah. Say if that's what your thighs are like, yeah. Maybe wear like a longer dress. Maybe wear like a longer skirt. I'm not saying like every plus size woman looks bad. I'm saying dress to your size. That's what I'm saying.
I hear it, man.
You get it? Like, that's it, bro. Come on, it's summertime. I want everyone to enjoy it. But at the same time, like, bro, not every piece of fashion or trend is made for everyone.
Okay, first.
All I'm saying, bro.
Well done.
So, like...
End of the day, I want everyone to be happy. At the end of the day, yeah, if you're happy going outside...
It will make you happy, innit?
More power to you.
Will it make you happy?
Will it make me happy? I don't really care, bro. They're not my people.
Seems like you do, but shit.
That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
So, what do you think about jumpsuits, then?
Come,
because that's any sort of body physique can wear a jumpsuit.
Yeah,
or...
that's. I don't think that really has like. I think that's. Listen, yeah, I don't think there's
let a girl wear what they want to wear in it. If you find it attractive, you make a move. You don't find it attractive, don't even look at them. Yeah, right? Bro, I mean, keep it stepping, man. It's wild, man.
That's what I do.